Detective Cody McGraw pulled his car up to Broadwater. He got out, muttering curses under his breath. Nothing was wrong, specifically. It was just how Cody reset himself. The last few years had gone from hard to harder, and it felt like Cody was getting older a whole lot faster these days. Maybe it was him, and maybe it was the way the world was changing, but everything felt exponentially worse than Cody had ever imagined it could be. No, it was humanity's roll into senescence that made his skin inexplicably crawl. The planet was aging fast. Not in her years, not even close. Earth had been here 4.5 billion years before humans were a flea on her hide. But technology had finally outpaced global philosophy. The planet had a cancer, and didn't even know it. But Cody had known that truth for 20 years now, and it's what he couldn't help but feel as he entered the Broadwater Hospital lobby. He nodded at the human receptionist, headed for the cafeteria to meet Jade Hu. The detective was young, but fierce. Cody had liked her the couple of times they'd traded words in passing. Her bright green eyes were like lanterns. Cody could only take so much. Jade was already sitting. She nodded as he entered. Cody grabbed a coffee, waited for the ding in his ear to know the withdrawal had been tallied, before dumping some sugar in his drink and crossing the room. He sat in the empty seat across from Jade, already pulled away from the table and waiting, an empty tray in front of her. "Morning," Cody said.
"It's almost dinner."
"It's morning for me."
"I doubt that."
She looked him up and down, assessing but surprisingly playful.
"When's the last time you slept?"
He took a long sip of his coffee. Her insult wasn't an emergency. "I had a long night. The kind Cody used to have a couple of times a year, now metronomic. Emotional menstruation, leaving him tender each month, bloody with memories. Sleep was a mockery that stood at the edge of his bed, relentlessly pointing and laughing at him."
"What kind of long night?"
Cody wondered if Jade was being suggestive, then figured he'd put it to rest. "The kind of night where the more lights you turn on, the more shadows you see."
"Oh."
And that was that. "So, you're sure it's an M4? Cody asked. Jade blinked, and it felt like a victory. He could play blunt when he wanted. She got the hint.
"As sure as I can be without a proper diagnostic, which we can't get because she's not online. But yes, it looks like one to me."
"You're telling me she's in a hospital right now, and the doctors can't even tell you if she's a robot?" Jade shook her head.
"Of course we know it's a robot. I'm saying we can't tell for sure it's an M4, but my gut says it's an M4.
"Any tangible evidence?"
"There hasn't been anything this sophisticated since before the amendment, so it has to be an M-series, and an M4000 makes sense."
This was hard to hear. "You give her an X-ray?" She nodded.
"Of course. That's one of the reasons I'm sure it's an M-series. The internal AI spoofs the results, broadcasting an image instead of an X-ray."
Before the amendment, robots were considered top shelf when they were indistinguishable from humans. Back then, it had been necessary. A robot designed in every way to be human had to absolutely believe that it was. Learning the truth usually led to a psychotic break and a violent aftermath. Cody took a sip of coffee. "So why not just plug it in, or take it online? Get what's in her head the easy way."
"You know why. There is no safe mode. The second it's online, the bot will have a reaction. If it goes bad, like it probably will, we'll lose all the data."
Cody shook his head. "She might not be an M4.
"You keep saying she, and we're talking about an it. We should get on the same page about that.